All right, let's do timelines today. Let's get some calls rolling. Hopefully I'm fast here getting my narration out real quick. Thank you for joining me again. Thank you, VBS Radio, for the people.space. I guess those are two different entities. Sorry, for the people.space, it's a separate webpage. And thank you for listening for the last hour with Project VU Homesteading. I'll remind everybody on the VBS webpage for homesteading, the banners there drill into the publications we have there. We'll work at getting some of those things cleaned up and more access to me. Thank you so much. Today on Timelines, I wanted to talk about, not exclusively when you call in, but I want you to look up some information regarding the probably one of the best timelines ever seen engineered here, and that is Creating Christ and How Rome Invented Christianity. And it's the first documentary. Some of the dates are, I don't go cruising around on YouTube for a living, but this one was brought to my attention, and I'm pretty good with this one. At least the sequence of events of how you want to invent another deity. And basically the New Testament was created because the controversy between you being more in touch with your inner peace and being able to travel around third and fourth centuries in the world and having a lot of different ideals left over from the last ascension cycle. Well, if you were going to summarize the New Testament, it's even telling you that some has changed a bunch of literature and understanding of the world. And that basically was standardized with the Druidic and Krishna combination, and that's how you got the word Jesus Christ. It's all engineered. So that wasn't my name. Anyway, when we went past the 2,000-year cycle, a lot of individuals really wanted to cover up what we accomplished from the last 2,000-year cycle. And those individuals, their names have changed, are still here now. So let's see if we can get some calls today on the subject or otherwise. But go ahead and I think a webpage called Prepare for Change might have a copy of it as well. I might be – some of the dates aren't real clean for me. But other than that, the sequence of events in how Rome created Christianity, really strong. So a lot of trickery. And guess what? You're starting to see it again. Right at the end of the ascension cycle, I need you to have a deities. Someone's going to save you. Go outside yourself. Go ahead and count how many stars are in Orion's belt. It's, you know, anything to get you outside, looking at horoscopes and magical little numerology, all things outside of yourself. So I hope that helps a little bit. And happy in the future to take calls and questions about it. And anyway, this one's a fun one. I didn't look at it, but I can feel the information looks pretty clean to me. And I'll start chatting with some callers. Thank you for calling in. Lee from Virginia on line two, best of the worst. Let's talk to Lee from Virginia, best of the worst. Are you there, Lee? Are you there, Lee?
I am.
Hey. Thanks for calling.
Hey, thank you. I have a question. It's a little bit off topic, but a question came to me the other day, and I have to admit I'm a little slow, a little simple-minded, and I know you have said this multiple times, that when the reincarnation, the wheel was in place, that we would pick the best of the worst. And my question is, were we picking the best of the worst in the multiverse, or are we picking the best of the worst here on Earth?
Here is the intention of the statement. So let's back up a little bit here. The dark matter that he keeps us in here, very incomplete statement. But the ball of yarn that's around us when we had a very thorough reincarnation system here, that doesn't let you recognize or remind you who you are. So if there's, like I say, if there's any value I can bring to you is I've gotten my memories back from the reincarnation system. It's a machine. And it tricks you to go to a light and it scans you and it basically zaps you when you jump into another body. Well, the body, so as you come into birth, so mom and dad procreate, the delineation of how much DNA is you're recognizing yourself with is what I'm doing my best to explain the best of the worst. So there are very few humans on the planet that don't have governance from a broken style of DNA. So your DNA is fractured. You're not supposed to have two strands of DNA. So it's total. At the same time, if you didn't have DNA, you wouldn't, either. You wouldn't be able to see consciousness and translate it through your mind. So this type of DNA is engineered so it acts as a filter. So you're if you go on forthepeople.space, there's a pretty good picture of a snowflake on there this week, and that's what you are. So that pattern comes into you, but you can't recognize the entire pattern system coming through your spinal system, DNA system, et cetera, et cetera. So that's what I mean by best of the worst. So if we can, wouldn't it be more normal to live 1,000 years? Wouldn't that be a lot more normal?
Sure. I'll go for it.
And that's why you're seeing all this garbage with healing beds and everything, because you're going to fall for it. I know you're going to want to be 25 again and stay there. Right?
Can you help me with that?
Yeah, I can abduct you so easily. I'll get you a healing bed right now.
Okay. Well, so that's interesting. Thank you very much for clearing that up for me. So to bring in timelines.
I think I lost her, BBS. I'm going to have to move on. Lee, I'm sorry. All right. Best of the worst. That was a good topic. Thank you for the call, Lee. All right. Welcome back. All right. So this topic is a real fun one. So Skype today shut down. Sometimes we use Zoom. Sometimes I just call. I do my best to get into the show however I can. And may have to live at BBS Studios pretty soon. Sorry about that, everyone. And I'm sorry we dropped the line there, Lee. Thank you for the call, Lee. Let's move on to, I'm going to jump around BBS because I missed so many guys last show and timelines. I want to do my best to represent timelines. Jackie from Earth on line 4, how many timelines can we be a part of? Jackie, are you there on line 4?
I'm here. I don't think they want me to ask this.
Let's get it going. This is where I live.
All right.
I've only had two bioweapon attacks this month. So I'm having a good month.
Good. So how many timelines can we be a part of at once? Are there different timelines on different dimensions, or how does that work?
All right. So because we are a multidimensional being, you actually couldn't measure it. It's easier because you're from source and you're experiencing all of the universe in individuality or otherwise. So representing life in the universe, recognizing timelines is extremely talented. Everyone's very talented if they can represent, understand the timelines that are or are not yours. So if you asked yourself, let's be kind to you. Let's say in the body you're in right now, you're only seeing 10% of your light in you. Because as I stated, your DNA has restricted the volume of light that comes through your consciousness, whatever word you like there. So where's the rest of the other 90% of you?
Oh, yep. That makes sense.
Where is it? If you're only able to touch yourself and say, how come I can't remember my last, And by the way, I'm only going to live 83.5 years. So where's the other 90% of you? Why does everybody have this yearning for home? Why does everybody want to meditate and go to the Pleiades and get eaten? I don't know. Many, many, many different things.
That makes sense.
Yep, sorry, everyone. Pleiadians eat humans. Sorry. It's well known. And that's a very big place. You can't standardize that, but I get a little tired of the heroes of the Palladians. It's a mess. It's just like here in many cases the duality there. Anyway, how can I help you otherwise?
So how does that work with inspiration? Because I was thinking about how many different people I have been, and I wondered if all the people that you have been, that we've been inspired by, we have been as well.
That's correct. So that's my inspiration. I like to, you know, I go big or I go home. If you're seeing it in all the bodies I'm in, you are the same way. You're in your own capacity. You like to fill in the blanks. Just a librarian is of incredible value to our timelines and our lives. So I wouldn't super analyze it, but the best I can do for you is when you're inspired, that dimension and your light grows tremendously. It's the only book you need to read. You've heard me say it a million times, but you know, you're going to hear me sound like Ron Amatron. I'll never disagree with anything he has to say, maybe change some words. You really want to get out of here. And one way to get out of here is to be excited and inspired each and every day. Does that help?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So when Mermaid talks about getting chills and that type of thing, I get those quite a bit when I hear truth or something. And so I know when you talk about Prince and people like that, we all love, I just wanted to know that the chills, when you get the chills, it is a sign of truth, right?
You do it however you like.
Okay,
and
so it's
usually the volume of light, based on each individual is a little different, most of the light validates your consciousness capability of sorting information. We're at the point of no return now in the ascension cycle. So everybody should have some degree of, okay, that feels right to me. That really resonates with me. That's beautiful. Please keep going.
Okay, so then if one of the questions I was thinking about, so you have the 12, the original 12, and all 12 are here now?
So the light doesn't really work in individuality per se, but you can assume there is a portion of all 12 of our source here now. That's correct.
Okay. And they fractal off to infinity.
Define infinity.
Goes forever, never changes, never ends, right?
That's what I'm doing my best to explain it in a linguistical system engineered so I can't explain it. Yes. So when do we stop making universes? Never. Ever. We never stop making universes.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, it is endless joy.
It's beautiful. Thank you so much. That helped a lot.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Okay. Let's see if I can get through my people. Thank you for the call. I love really healthy calls like that because it allows us to validate and look each different way for our own questions and answers as well. And so if that's one thing I can remind everyone on, and you're just like me, everyone has a consciousness light in them, and we can confirm or deny any knowledge, any truth we prefer or don't prefer. Moving to line 6, Dee Dee from Colorado on line 6, politics and timelines. Dee Dee, are you there? Nadini, I'll get to you, India. Dee Dee from Colorado on line 6, politics and timelines.
I am here. Hi.
Hi, Dee Dee.
So,
Dee Dee's my spirit guide.
I guess this is a timeline I am getting put on where I've never liked politics before, but to me, it is so exciting what's happening right now. And I wanted to ask you a little bit about, so drill baby drill and the deals being made with like the timber and stuff. And mm-hmm. also the timeline I think I'm on is protecting the planet and seeing what's happening with the deal supposedly being made. Maybe they're just comms for other things. Maybe I'm reading too much into it. And
okay, well,
the other thing I love to talk to you about that I've tried to for a while is the McKinley / Denali / Stargate and how that ties into what's going on.
Okay, well, let's take one and play with it. The politics is tricky. Deception is tricky. So if you're watching Don Trump, you're looking at a United States military operation. Look at the people he's got around him. These people are no BS, and they also know that they are fighting a war against aliens. And some of these aliens are inside humans. I'll let you decide which ones are which. Common sense is the term you start looking at in many of these political timelines. If we allow one guy to own control of every single vehicle on the planet because you've taken in a technology known as electric vehicles, what can I do to you? I can. Your car can already be controlled by a stoplight. I can transmit from that camera and LEDs from a stoplight to your car and shut your car down or make it do something else. I can drop a plane out of the air with artificial intelligence. I can do all sorts of things with where your electronic cars are going, electronics, transmitters, receivers. There's a great war here. This is a great war to control timelines that you say is technology, and it's not. So have fun with it, and look to see how politics can change as they mature. So you mentioned a Stargate, or a portal, or a vortice that has energetics, could have materials there too, could have people hiding there. You've never heard the true story about Ukraine and Russia. And you're not going to, because you have so many underground workings there that are endless. Not only genetic engineering and manipulation, you have tremendous amount of resources there. And when you have people with incredible weapons and bunkered down and can change shape and size and space, it's a tricky game, wouldn't you say?
Oh, I do. It's unbelievable how deep I can see that go. It's definitely
Can I give you one clue?
Sure.
So I take very great care of keeping everyone safe. If Don Trump is talking to a world leader in front of you and the triangle is upside down, what do you think that means? That's a bad guy.
Right.
So watch the hand signs. He's trying to help us in some regards. So when people are not rational and use common sense, we're doing our best to explain to you, this is what an alien looks like. When they're irrational, they just make noise. They just run us around. Look at Mr. Schumer and Pelosi. They just run us around in circles and don't accomplish anything.
Yeah.
There's no common sense there. They're just making a mess. That's why I name these people And I'm very comfortable doing it because at the end of the ascension cycle here, these folks are trying to steal our lives again. And if we don't participate with them, it just goes away. It's incredible, which is a timeline, of course. Thank you. You have another question?
No, I'm going to call in later about a patent question, but that was really helpful. And I love the, like, I get that common sense is really the key to this, and I see it in there. And I'm so grateful for this. And I know I'll probably never understand all of it, but it is absolutely, magical and a miracle and done so unbelievably, like a huge spider web, and it's all working, and I'm so proud of everyone.
I'm proud of you, and thank you. Thank you so much for an incredible question, Dee Dee. Thank you for the call. Okay, India, thanks for waiting. BBS, I'm going to move to line. I'll start the list over, get to everyone. I want to see if BBS got this one right. Nandini from India on line one would like to thank you for a previous call and ask about family troubles in her timeline. Nandini, is that how you say it?
Hello?
Hello, good day from India.
Good day. Yes. Thank you. Thank you.
How can I help you?
Well, I really thank you from the bottom of my heart. What you did last time, it was really helpful. And the one thing that I would love now, right now, that I think about is just to connect to you. That's what I love about doing it. So I just waited to call you back today. But the family pattern I repeating is like 10 years before my father passed away, and I promised him that I will take care of my family, like my mother and sister. And till 10 years later, I thought I freed myself from it. They all grown up, but yet I repeat the same, standing in front of creating patterns and wanting to be helpful and being there for them. So I just want to free this coding with them and for myself.
Very nice question. Yeah. Very common question. Very proud of you. So thank you. Thank you so much for your care and your love. The emotions that we favor in this type of human body are good tools for us. And that courting creates a lot of emotions in many cases. This is a very emotional type of human. A lot of ego mind is sometimes not controllable. The one emotion that you can count on where your spirit and your mind are competing, I believe you have heard me say it, and that is confusion. I'm not sure what to do. Now, here's what your spirit would here's what your spirit would say to you. Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Try doing nothing.
Okay.
Okay. Well, okay. And do it for an hour, one day, one week. What if you do nothing, and now you'll see how your family and friends either participate with you doing nothing or oppose you doing nothing. It gets real easy.
Sometimes that happens.
It gets real. How am I coming in, BBS? It gets real easy to see who your family really is and who your foes really are. And in many cases, people don't always get along with the people they live with, do they?
Yeah. No.
It's tough because we're so dedicated, we're so loving, and we have this connection epigenetically, and we have all the karma with us. It's tricky. Thank you for your question. Any other questions?
No, right now for this. Thank you very much.
Tell me
how you
do. I want to learn from you just as much. Thank you so much. All right, let's get to the top of the list again here. Annette and Lee Manford from Florida on line two. Question on the Creation Lightship. Annette, Lee, and Manford. I got the whole gang with me today from Florida.
Everybody, hello!
Hey, what's going on, Florida? You guys
playing Creation Lightship? Thank you for taking our call.
Yeah, do my best.
We have this big, beautiful star in the sky. Hey, Dan, tell them to be quiet. A big, beautiful star in the sky, and people are calling it the Star of Jacob. And other people are calling it the Star of David. And it looks more like the Creation Lightship to us because it just appeared, and it's so bright and beautiful. Is that possible that that's what that is?
Tell me how many colors you're seeing.
Can you what? Oh, okay. It's bright. It's very bright. I don't know about the color. It's white.
Okay, the best way to look at to see the Creation Lightship is through creation, through you. That's the best way. Okay.
Okay.
So Creation Lightship is not going to come in and let's say participate in life. This is why the Galactic Federation is not always viewed in our eyes as appreciative, because they would try and put tools and resources in here that they would say are helpful to you in your evolution through ascension. I have a lot of experience with the Galactic Federation, a lot of relationships there. You can see Creation Lightship through the sun, though. Now, the ship that you are seeing is part of some of the individuals that are monitoring and or want to be of help or assistance and possibly raise vibrations and your light codes. So even that sounds positive, but you're still not doing it organically through your heart. It's still something outside yourself. So I'm in no shape. Most of the ships you should be able to see now are doing a lot of scanning, chasing. You should see a five-colored ship pretty regularly at about 10 or 11 o'clock at night in your area.
We do see that. It looks like a rainbow thing. Yes, yes, beautiful. So once Mother Gaia has ascended and we're getting through this, is it going to keep coming every 2,000 years, or is it going to stop because we've saved it and it's done, right? Or no?
You know the answer. You know the answer.
Oh, I was right. Okay. And so the other question we have two other ones. The firmament, will it be gone? Because it's kind of keeping us prisoner, right?
What will be gone? I've missed that. I'm sorry.
The firmament.
Yes, it will go to the lower levels in some cases, but with us, no. We won't observe it anymore.
Sweet. Okay. We have one question. And
it's really this type of human that is attracted to it. There's many other beings. I could do this all day. The octopus and spider beings, they just do not have enough heart center in them to go where our capabilities take us. So I hope that helps. Thank you.
And then this one's about you. Can I ask a question about you?
You can.
Perfect. So we know that you've confirmed last week that we won. We are over the hump and we're winning. So our hearts go to you with the greatest respect, and Ra, of course, our Queen of Hearts. But are you guys, because you are sapiens, are you guys going to be staying with us, or are you going to get remade in the future as a Homo sapien, or are you just going to stay as a sapien?
So it's a play on words. We will marry with the evolution of this type of mammalin. So I'm not a huge fan of the sapien word. It's okay. So the mammalin, what it's able to do is grow out of its restrictions. The measurement tool you can count on is I will be here until 2150.
Wow.
All in a dedication of individuality. And most of us will go through the ascension cycle before then. I stay longer to make sure we don't re-inherit lower frequencies again. So that's the purpose of it. It's not necessarily wanting to live longer. It's just to participate so we don't adopt another belief system all over again. Did that answer your question?
Absolutely spectacular.
So we will have enough time to meet with you.
Yes, you should. You'll have plenty of time. So
spectacular. We love you with all our hearts, and we thank you for every minute that you take from your time. I know that time isn't linear, but we want to thank you. Does anybody else? Everybody.
Thank you.
We love you.
Thank you. My great, great love to you. You are stars to me, and never stop reaching out to me. I love you very much. Have a beautiful, beautiful day, and thank you for the call. All right. The Creation Lightship. Yeah, so Creation Lightship is you. You all are the light that comes into a human being. You're a being human. Get it? Not my first time. It's not my first rodeo, right? Okay, so that we're creation. Anyway, let's get to the next call. I hope I'm going in sequence here. Jenny from Sweden, you must have been waiting forever. Ask about Sweden and human. Jenny from Sweden, are you there on line 3?
Yes, I'm here, Q. Nice to hear from you again.
Nice to hear from you. Thank you for calling.
Thank you for the translation in progress about homesteading.
Yes, so, Gail's in Germany, and we just had a meeting with her. So be patient with us. Your language is a little clumsy at times, but we'll figure it out.
Okay, thank you. So I've been thinking for a while. When you, I need to explain a little bit. When you talk about Australia, it keeps me thinking a little bit about Sweden. So I'm quite curious because I also hear Aloha talk about her meeting these beautiful beings, like she's attracting light beings and humans. And I feel like we're very alone here, me and my twin flame. And I just, could you say anything about Sweden, Australia? And is there not many of us here in Sweden?
What's it feel like to you?
That I'm right.
Okay, very good. Did you notice that genetically, first of all, look at the population of Australia, then look at the population of Sweden. Kind of similar, aren't they?
Yeah. Okay. I feel like an isolated island.
Okay, so let's line up. Let's line up 100 Australians next to 100 Swedes. Would they look similar?
Yeah.
They might look a little similar.
Yeah.
All right. Now, what I'm able to do with that kind of genetics, that's why you would try and compartmentalize a type of race on the planet. So one of the guises of the slave race is to put slaves on islands in the Caribbean. Let's put slaves in Haiti, everywhere. Let's just lock them down. We'll come grab them when we need them. Is the cover story. The real story is a lot of time that type of human with more dark skin or otherwise can see the truth in things a little bit easier, could be someone's opinion of a standard. Whereas I can trick a Swede really easy.
I feel like that.
If I want to abduct a Swede, now I say this with great care because I have blonde hair and blue eyes, and my genetics are from a Swedish background. So I can tell you we can be tricked. We're so gullible and naive. There's no way, as an example, that the entire banking system is controlled by one guy and he invented Johnson & Johnson baby powder. There's no way you could sell a Swede that story, could you?
No. That's why I feel so, yeah, exactly the feeling I get. They feel so, so deep asleep here. Very hard. It's very hard to find like-minded. I don't have any. It's only my husband. It's the only one.
I interviewed hundreds and hundreds of Australians, eyeball to eyeball. And I said, all your news is complete sham. I have, only the people that call in would believe that. No one in Australia would ever believe the news is run by a nefarious group of people. They would never buy it.
Yeah.
And
I think I'm quite aware, but they
have so much good propaganda against everyone on the planet there. It's just a nice little, the gnomes are asleep. They're just asleep, everyone.
Yeah. It feels like it's going to take a long time until the truth gets here where people see it, if they ever will. So, can I ask one more question before?
Yes, you can ask another question. But Jenny, the good news is just by you sustaining your desires, your inspiration will help them too. They'll see that you walk to a different beat. It's really, we help the others. It's really beautiful from our point of view to watch you just float through your reality, and you'll get the ones you're going to get, and the others, it's up to them. Please, what's your other question?
Oh, thank you. You mean I can do a difference in my country? That's what you're saying, right?
Just by being you.
Oh my God! Thank you. Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
How many people are trying to get free on your homeland by homesteading?
I don't know anyone except me trying.
That's right. So if we get you set up, that would be an avalanche. We would make some shows, wouldn't we? What is your next question? Sorry to interrupt you.
Yeah. It's kind of connected. It's like I'm almost lost all my relatives, and I just want to just kind of confirm, are they being, like what you talked about earlier, are they kind of being hammered by entities or various whatever to get through to me? Because it's been these 3 years, you won't believe everything that's been happening. It's just, I can't, there's not words to tell you. So many, they're kind of gone for me. I don't have anyone almost left that I feel a heart connected to anymore.
Thank you very much for that question. And that's why the bravery is beyond noble. When the tool we've done our best to show you, the incredible people at For the People, ForThePeople.space, have shown you is, when you start looking at what is the dark's agenda, what is it really supposed to be doing? If you look at use the P. Diddy case, they're trying to sustain more light here to bring them darker, so I can get a darker person jumping in that body. Well, you do it with chaos. So the more chaos you can create is usually, not a standard, usually the best way I can get you hooked up, abducted, put a different kind of personality in you.
Sorry, I lose you there. Are you gone?
Your visibility now. So now we've brought.
Oh, you're coming back
something
now.
Something great. Yeah. So
I
the more
you.
Darkness there is, the. You still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
If we just us talking about darkness is enough for them to delay us from ascension. So that's usually, it's just the delay mechanism. I hope that helped.
Yeah. So I'm having the right feelings about my relatives not being themselves anymore. That's kind of true. Then I understand.
They just keep looking at the machines. They keep picking up the next text message, the next email, the next news. They just can't believe what a dimensional reality is. They think they're in a location. They don't know that they're creating a location. If that's one story, okay. I'm creating this. You really are. There's nothing behind you, everyone, until you turn around.
I lost you again, but you're back now. I lost you again, but you're back.
Thank you for the call. Thank you. They're going to always cut that one out on me because I'll guarantee you there's nothing behind you, everyone, until you turn around.
Hello.
Still there?
Yeah, am I
still
here?
All right, Jenny, I got to move on.
Yeah?
Your little country doesn't like that statement, so thank you for the call. Please keep calling on me. Keep grinding on me. I'll always be here. All right, thank you for the call. Robin from Michigan, the new girl from Michigan on line 5, integration of timelines. Robin, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Hello, beautiful day to you. Thank you. My question to you is in regard to my integration from the Costa Rica timeline back into my normal everyday timeline. And my question is will we feel physical changes as we integrate when we come from such a high vibration and then integrate into one that's not as high? Because I've had some ear popping, whistle in the ear. I've had some night sweats, and I actually woke up one morning feeling like something poked me in the eye. So are there physical changes when you integrate from one high, intense timeline into another one that's not as high?
Ah, great question. Very advanced question. So the best way to answer that for yourself, so you don't need me, is ask yourself what drove the decision-making process. Go ahead and answer if you'd like. Where did I start to do something and get affected by my choice, or did I naturally let my heart go and create it? It's a tricky conversation. I just got excited and I started skipping naked versus I wonder if I should do this or not because I don't even know how to skip. Kind of, you can see how the brain wants to be on top of it.
Yep, you nailed it because that's how I've been feeling since I've been back. I've just been like creating. I'm just having such a fun time and just things are happening. And I feel like I didn't feel like sleeping when I first got back. I just wanted to go. And the energy is just flowing. But when I fell asleep, that's when I woke up in night sweats. And I haven't had any night sweats in a long, long time. So I thought that was kind of different.
I'll see an example of where we're going. Sorry if I interrupted you there. I'm having a real tough time on the phone today. So I go to sleep, but I don't sleep. The only reason I'm closing my eyes is because if I'm around people, they sleep. So I just sit there and I'll look asleep, but I'll just be sitting there observing. So if I'm the crash test dummy for all of us, your spirit doesn't go to sleep, but it might leave your body. Okay, and so for me, the trick would be let your placeholder do the work, and don't buy into the fact that you're going to sleep, but get some rest.
Okay, and it's tricky. I do get that, but I said my commands, and I truly do know that I'm leaving my body at night because when I do wake up, it's like I pop up, like I just jump back into my body. So it's really kind of fascinating. I'm very intrigued by it, actually.
Yeah, if you want to create a notebook about that, I love talking about it, and I consider doing a roundtable. Certainly Mermaid has too. So we're watching me come and go in this body. And it's getting really predictable now. So it's not so crazy compared to like when I was a kid. So now I can do it and then have someone else watch it too. So it's really fun. So if you do have a partner in your life, it's pretty fun to see, but it's really one of our inefficiencies, unfortunately. At least this type of humans. Forgive me.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, so I just, and on that note real quick, I just wanted to let you know, we finished up here in the state of Michigan. All three people that were doing our homesteads, our signs are up and our letters are sent out. So we're ready for
Woo!
Whatever comes.
Oh, yeah. You should call San Diego County. You should call San Diego County. Yeah, you're going to be just brilliant at this. Have you thought about starting a little title company, or anybody there interested in helping others?
Oh, you know it, because one of the things I'm working on is my new project, and you just named what it is, and I will be submitting that as soon as I'm finished with it. And thank you. Yeah, definitely. I'm 100%, and I want to go out with, I want to expand the radio station into, you know, out in the field where we can actually go and interview people of their successes and some of their challenges and just let the world start knowing what's going on. They need to know.
You can count on me to help, and I'll participate in your shows too. Thank you for the call. I'm going to try and get on if that's okay.
Yep. Thank you.
Thank you for the call. Thank you for the call. Thank you so much. Always love talking to Robin. What an ass kicker. I just love that kind of stuff. I really wanted to do it, and look what happens. And we've done this in less than a year, everyone. Thank you so much for your patience and faith in me. Christine from Florida on line two, will the Vatican and Christianity be disclosed this year? If not, when?
Hi, Q. Can you hear me?
Hi, Q.
Hi.
Yeah, piano. Okay. My favorite Hi. Game show. Hi, Q.
Hello. So nice to hear you and be on again.
Thank you.
A cradle Catholic, grew up in the Catholic Church, was a youth leader. I mean, the whole nine yards. Taught it, went to Catholic school, et cetera. And I, after lots of digging, I pulled away. And there you go. Are you back? Hello? Is he back?
I'm back.
I'll just wait. Okay.
Hi.
So my biggest desire right now is disclosure of the truth of the church. And also what you said in a timeline about the creation of Christianity. And I'm wondering if it's going to be disclosed soon, that truth. If not, is it going to be in our lifetime? That's my one question.
Yes.
I have next.
So I guess I take great care with creating timelines that are more propaganda to confuse us even more. That one's very prominent for me, as you can imagine, in that the duping is so strong, as you mentioned, that I feel compelled and inspired. If I'm the only one that can remember 2,000 years ago, I should probably get involved. So at the same time, the evolution of this type of information needs to come from all of you listening to it, watching, observing it, so that we can know it's true to us, not me. So as much as it looks like potentially at times I'm steering your life, I'm really not. I'm never going to get involved in creating information that tells you what you are, where you are, how you are. But there is a consensus at many levels within in military, politics, and otherwise, that people have got to see religion for what it's worth. Even if they're endorsing Christianity or otherwise, eventually you'll say, this feels good to me, or it doesn't. I believe there's God. How could I be God? Is something that's going to feel good to you or not. So I don't get too hung up on politicians saying, you need to read the Bible. I enjoy that eventually you'll read the Bible and go, this sounds like a lot of garbage.
Mm-hmm.
It's up to you,
well,
not
how,
me. But
yeah.
In,
well,
in,
how
your
I've been
life,
feeling. Yes.
In your lifetime, you are going to find the truth, and everything is where I will strive. You're going to see the truth in everything. So that's my great gleaning, is to be of help to you, because I can already see the truth in everything. And so I know you're going there too. So answer your own question, please.
I
will
know
the Vatican need Christianity be disclosed this year? You can already see it falling apart, can't you?
Absolutely.
So there's a guy with a cloak, and boy, has a tall hat, and man, I don't even think that's a human. So we'll decide. We'll decide for ourselves, is what I'm doing my best to explain.
Okay.
That is the Achilles heel of the dark is television. When they brought out television, it was on. So in the 40s, when television starts, they're going to be damned if they do or damned if they don't, because you're going to start watching the TV. See, they started the TV too soon. If they had whipped out the TV maybe in the 80s or so, I think we would have gotten duped. We would have been a lot bigger war, it would be my opinion. They started too early, because now we have more time to play spy versus spy. But great question. Any other questions?
I have one other quick question, and it's a personal question, I believe. I was in an accident in 2019, and I've been getting chiropractic adjustments, and lately broke my arm this summer, have had chiropractic adjustments. And in the last 6 weeks, I felt like I've been attacked, because every time I get an adjustment, I'm in pain 2 or 3 hours later. No explanation. We ruled everything out. And I'm just wondering, are those signs of an attack? Because I'm trying to reach a lot of light. I'm doing my commands and everything.
I'm going to hold you there, because I have to get off the radio, I'm told. So anyway, it's your practitioner, even though you're a huge fan of your practitioners. It's really tough to do this work, Reiki, all of that type of work. If you're doing that regularly, it's hard to have a good day 24 hours a day, because you're going to get their stuff. So they're going to go to the bank, they're going to go to the post office, and something might transfer over to them. Thank you so much for the call. I wish I had more time to talk. Thank you so much for the call. BBS Radio, thank you for having me today. Yeah, so it's tough for me to hear. Okay, I'm back. As you can see, a little attention on me today. More callers. I love you. I love you. I love you for the people.space. PRQ team and BBS Radio. See you in another hour. I'll take an hour break and be back. Good day.